Let's talk about what WordPress is and why we're using it. Well, WordPress is really a content management system for creating and running a website. And by content management system, what I mean is simply a way to create pages, add content to those pages, and organize them in a way that would make sense to the user. And we'll get much more in depth on how to actually create pages and organize your content in WordPress. But next, I want to answer the question, why are we using WordPress? There are many reasons for that, but for starters, it's free to use. WordPress itself doesn't cost a single penny. Now, if you want to have a professional site, sure, you do need to get a domain name and you need to get hosting. But to use the platform that WordPress provides, it doesn't cost anything. You can even get a free WordPress site that would have a URL, something like wordpress.yoursitename.com. And if you do that, it is 100% free to have your site, but there are so many limitations to that that if you actually want to create a professional website, you're just going to kind of have to pay the money for the hosting. So WordPress is free, that's great, but it's also incredibly powerful. It allows you to create virtually any type of website. You can create company sites, you can create e-commerce sites, you can create blog sites, you can create e-commerce sites with a blog inside it. Anything that you want to do, WordPress is going to allow you to do it. And on top of that, you've got widgets and plugins. Widgets, you've all seen before if you've been around the internet. They're generally going to be located along the right or left side of the screen, and it's just a bunch of groupings of content. Things you may have seen before are a list of recent blog posts or a way to get to archived posts for a blog. You may have actually seen advertisements put up this way. You can use widgets to serve ads up to your website visitors. So widgets are great. But the real power of WordPress comes with plugins. And plugins are essentially little bits of software that you can install that run behind the scenes and allow you to do a multitude of things. There are thousands of plugins that people have built for WordPress. 95% of them are 100% free. In fact, I've never used a WordPress plugin that isn't free. And these plugins can do things like help you with your search engine optimization, adding forms to your site, adding social media sharing options, installing a shopping cart, and the list really goes on and on. Virtually anything you could ever think of that you would want to do with a site, there's a plugin for it. WordPress is also very easy to use and understand. It may seem a little complicated when you first get it installed and start working with it, but by the end of this course, you will be a professional, you will be more than proficient, and you will be able to create that website that you want to build, regardless of what kind of website it is.